Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Good evening and welcome to a wonderful Thursday edition of the conversation that you're a part of. I'm the man with the mic, Kyle. We got a wonderful show for you today. You know, wow, if you listen to this program and you like this program and support it, blame Russia, okay? Gotta blame Russia for everything, you know? If you voted for Donald Trump, it's because of Russia. It's because of you're going against. If you're a woman, it's because, you know, you went against your voice. All this. I cannot believe they're still playing the blame game. See, I think the Democratic Party is psychotic. You know, they're like manic because they're all like trying to blame everybody in the sun. But the fact that, hey, they cheated to get a criminal in. And she lost. Remember when, like, Mitt Romney lost in Fox News and you had Karl Rove freaking out? Because he spent millions of dollars. He spent, like, billions of dollars for Mitt Romney to win and he failed. And he was going to have to explain to these guys that he took millions of dollars from. That's what they're, like, flipping out. I honestly wonder if she gave tons of money from these like terrorist countries guaranteeing she'd be in and it didn't happen. And now she's trying to figure out what the hell. Steve Scalise, his experience has made his belief in God stronger. Wow, go figure that one. New tax reform with Trump. You know, I'll get into that in my thoughts because, of course, you know, Obama and Trump, they have different views. And, well, guess what? One's getting praised, one's getting trashed on and crapped on. And this is a major, major scandal. If you haven't heard, Rick Pitino has basically been fired from the University of Kentucky, my mom's favorite team. I love going out to the Night Owl and watching the game with my Mama Ruth, and watching the Kentucky basketball game. And I guess there's a huge FBI investigation. This player's been basically let go and all this stuff. It's scary. But I'm going to get into that. And our proof is right because religious freedom is under attack, and there's statistics to prove that. Tim Allen is still doubling down as they all know. See, you gotta understand something, folks. His political beliefs had nothing to do with why the show was canceled. Well, I don't buy that because they can't be. I would sit there. I would have respect for ABC if they said that's why we canceled the show. At least they're honest. If you don't think God does miracles, there's a 24-year-old girl been serving at the place in Georgia where she actually had treatment for cancer as a very young child. Now she's given back. Yeah. That and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And Proverbs 29:25. Fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety. Think about that as you're going through your day to day and all what's going on. And wow. As many of you know, I lost a childhood hero last night in Hugh Hefner. I loved that magazine, and not for the reason you think about. When I look at the old magazines, and I've never heard of Black and White Scotch, but I found advertisements for cigarettes that don't even exist anymore, and all these different advertisements in there. I found an article from Tommy Chong. Cheech and Chong did an article in there. It's just because now we live in this world where you can't advertise anything. I mean, you advertise soap. Nope. Folks, the soap industry has agreed to a ban because it's dangerous. You know, back then, it's like, light up, it's safe, here you go. They're unfiltered. They're good for you. I mean, it's neat to go into some of those old magazines and find these old advertisements for companies that don't exist anymore and, like, check out the new Quasar Color 2 TV or check out the Magnavox tape cassettes and these things that, you know, now you look at. And now, I think it was like 3 years ago that, because of the internet and stuff, that they've taken all of that. It's basically like a GQ magazine now because there's no nudity in there. There's no women in it. So, you know, but it was just kind of, you know, and of course, I always wanted to go to the mansion and hang out. But when you're a little kid, it was like the thing that, it was like our fun. It was our little naughty thing to do, look through the Playboy magazines. And now you find out now that there was so much photoshopping done, and yeah, you want to see what she really looks like? But hey, hard to believe, but it was natural causes. He was 91, you know, and of course, you know, Hugh Hefner, he died on hump day, so hey. Dun-dun-dun. That's my, see, I trust in God, my wife doesn't, so there you go. We don't talk about that on the air, honey, but anyways. Well, because he died, that's news. Me kissing your butt in the bedroom is not really, you know, like conversation news. Anyways. He's tried. You just don't let him in. Just kidding, but here we go. This is ridiculous because Michelle Obama said this. If you voted for Trump and you're a woman, then you voted against your voice. Well, let me see here. Then what did you do when you voted for Barack Obama there, Michelle? Did you vote against your voice when you didn't vote for Hillary? See, this is why I love Trump. His views have not changed. What he believes now hasn't changed. These liberal bullcrap bureaucrats that want you to be tolerant of only their view, they change their stance every 5 seconds. It's ridiculous. Well, Hillary lost. Get over it, okay? Hillary lost. Quit the blame game. Now, I actually kind of like that they keep going on about it because the more that they keep whining about her losing, the more we can just focus on our stuff and get our stuff done. And the more it makes the Republican Party look better and at least the conservative half look better and makes the Democrat Party look like they're like have no clue. I mean, seriously. I mean, this is how idiotic it is. This shows the idiocracy of this. Didn't do anything wrong. I will not be convicted. I will not be convinced. This was not a straight-up case of sexism. Is all this is. It's a straight-up case of sexism. Kathy Griffin. You know, if I was a man, there would be nothing. Oh, so when Snoop Dogg did what he did to Trump, we just said, oh, no, we're racist because it was a black guy. You know, Kathy Lee Gifford holds a mannequin of Trump's head severed, and we're expected to act like, oh, it's because she's a woman that he did that. When are these stupid, idiotic, moronic liberals going to realize that 99, okay, I didn't vote for Trump because of Russia. I didn't vote against Hillary because she's a woman. I didn't vote for against Barack Obama because he's black. Maybe there's a thing called research. Okay, what does Trump stand for? What does Hillary Clinton stand for? Let's tail of the tape. Okay, this guy is 115 pounds. And he's 4'2", and his opponent is 350 pounds, 6'7". Where are you going to put your money when you bet in the boxing match? You're going to go on that 400-pound guy. You're going to look at the tail of tape. You're going to look at both candidates and see which one do you like. What do you think? We got a criminal over here who's lying, cheating, stealing, deleting emails, breaking cell phones, damaging stuff. And you got someone over here that's a billionaire who's busted his butt to get to where he is, wanting to help America, having people chant America, USA, America, not Trump, Trump, Trump. Are you with Hillary Clinton or are you with the USA? Well, I think I'm for a country. I'm not for a candidate. Trump is for a country. He's for the United States making it better. He's not trying to push himself. It's about America. It's about Americans, not about Hillary Clinton, me, 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 me. I think I'll vote for her. I know, I can speak for myself, and I'm pretty sure I speak for my wife. We voted for who we thought was the best candidate, not because one was a man as opposed to a woman. Sorry, this ain't no Allstate commercial. I want the money. Okay, well, I voted for Trump, and I didn't get no damn money. Yeah, and they didn't pay you either. Well, at least that's not what CBS says, but hey. I mean, seriously, I think them carrying on for months and months and months about, you know, the blame game, what is it up to now, like 55 things that they've blamed Hillary Clinton's loss on? I mean, seriously. I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, as Barack Obama said, you know, anybody that makes under $250,000, your taxes will not go up in this and that. And as you all know, your taxes skyrocketed. Everything has skyrocketed. You know, but see, they all praised that. I've had people say that, and I don't know if this is true or not. I don't think it is, but they say that Trump is talking about tax cuts, not tax reform. I'm understanding he wants to reform the tax code to make it more easier. So you don't have a 500 million page book to do your taxes. But, you know, that's what I'm understanding. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he wants to reform the tax code to make it easier. And in that, put some tax breaks for the American people. To me, that doesn't sound like just here's a tax cut. See, but if it was Barack Obama doing this, everyone would be saying, see, he's going to give you a tax break. He's going to cut taxes. Now all these liberals are like, well, Trump is just going to do a tax cut and not tax reform. He's going to reform the tax code. I'm assuming that's tax reform. I could be wrong. But anyways. It's this doubling down on stupidity. I mean, honestly, I wish Trump would just kind of change his stance every once in a while, just enough to make it to where that the left keeps contradicting themselves and having to quick change their stance on what they believe to show how retarded they are. I mean, but it's I just don't understand. When I actually saw that article where they said, like, well, they're finding out that there are, what is it, like, Russian hackers, and they found these, like, hackers, people that are sending all this, that we're not mad. My wife, myself, my buddy who served in the Army, and my buddies in the Marines, we're not mad at the NFL because they took a knee. Russia is making us feel mad. If Russia wasn't involved in this, we wouldn't care that they're taking a knee. The problem we have is when five cops are innocently shot and the NFL does not allow them to honor them, but they say, okay, go ahead, take a knee, disrespect our national anthem. Oh, sure, you can do that, but... Yep.
That's okay.
Yep. He can have police officers as pigs on his socks, and that's perfectly okay, but I'm taking a knee for Jesus Christ, and nope. Can't do that, no way. Nope, no way, folks. Can't do that at all. Just like this tax reform, you know? Like that lady, that, like I've said before, the Obama phone lady. When she really found out how screwed she got by Obama, it was too late. Too late to bring some change. Okay, we have a 3.1% GDP. Our employment is going up. Our economy is getting better. It's getting better, folks, not getting worse. But the problem you have, it's sort of like the NFL. Well, I mean, I love Colin Cowherd, the Herd. I love him. He's very, very conservative, and he's a sports commentator, and he's very, very conservative. I love the guy, and he is someone that he kind of thinks, well, no, because you had these huge major areas in Florida where there's no power, and parts majors, like a lot of parts of Texas, have no power, and that's why the NFL ratings were low and this and that. And I'm like, no, people, I had friends that I'm giving the NFL one more chance, and they blew it. Sorry. I knew people that gave the NFL the middle finger last year. Ratings show that they're down 20% in ticket sales. And it's only going to get worse, folks, unless they drastically do something now, because of all this stuff going on, and DirecTV going to issue refunds if people want to cancel their thing. Now the Denver Broncos have said, we're going to stand for the national anthem. Oh, really? Now you're going to do it? Now that no one's going to the games and everyone's boycotting the sponsors and all this stuff, now you're going to change your tone? No.
The players that's going to do, like, cleaning them, their whole stadium is going to lock on to stand for the anthem.
Why didn't you do that 10 years ago? Why does it take us to say, F you, we're not going to watch the NFL, for you to all of a sudden say, yeah, no, we're going to be proud to be an American? You know what? I listen to that song probably a lot. Probably once a month I put on Lee Greenwood. I got to see him play that song live, and I was in tears. That moved me so much. Because you hear it on the radio, on the Philco. You get your little Philco out, and you dial in the radio station, and you hear, well, I'm proud to be an American. But when you hear it live, it's amazing. And then we're supposed to be all sympathetic, like, you know what, now that they're going to start, you know, standing and holding hands, now we got to, like, kiss their butt now all of a sudden. I respect if they have a grievance against the Heebs, the camel jockeys, the Nivanala, you know, Catholics, whatever. Gays, lesbians, whatever. If they feel they're discriminated against by the LGBT community, whatever their beef is with cops, whatever, I respect them saying, hey, something needs to be done. Do it constructively. To me, if you go out there as a hoodlum and just protest, if you sit there and say, okay, hey, we're protesting because we want to have a constructive meeting. We want to sit down with officials because here is the proof that black cops are killed in mass by white police officers, and we've got the data to prove it. All these hundreds of thousands of blacks that are killed by these white cops, they were innocent black people. Then, okay, constructively sit down and say, here you go. We're not sitting there bashing windows and breaking stuff saying, you know, legalize pot, man, or we're going to torture place. Yeah, we're going to sit there, we're going to lock arms, and we're going to, like, block interstates until they legalize pot. How idiotical would that look? We're just going to get behind cars and, like, recommend the telephone poles and stuff. We're going to keep doing that until you legalize pot, you know? How would that solve any problem? No, we sit down there and we go and try to do it legislatively. And try to show people that it's not the paranoid drug it is, because what it's like Willie Nelson, like 80-something, and if it's a gateway drug, you better hurry up, because... It's not really a gateway drug because there are a lot more stronger drugs that are scheduled too.
Vicodin, which is more of a gateway drug than marijuana.
Oh, yeah. And those new conversation, I'm a huge cannabis supporter. Always have been, always will be. Got about 37 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world, whatever nighttime it is, day it is, if you're listening to the podcast or whatever. Steve Scalise, if you don't know, he was one of the senators that was bitterly wounded and got seriously hurt. And, you know, he's like, I have more faith in God now than ever. And, you know, it just, I love, I'm surprised he wasn't scolded for coming out with those comments, you know, but I mean, hey, I just love the fact that he, you know, the power of prayer is just something that you cannot underestimate, you know. If you're new to the program, I've been in dark spots before. Everyone acts like, okay, you're a Christian, you're perfect. You don't sin, you don't screw up, you don't mess up. You're always 100% happy, everything's 100% peachy keen. Yeah, there's nothing wrong. I've been in dark spots. I've been like, well, okay, let me see here. I've got a muscle disease that no one's going to want to live with me for. I'm 30-something. I'm never going to get married, never going to have kids, never going to do anything. Nothing's ever going to come my way. I'm never going to find someone. I'm just going to be alone. And when you have a dentist that goes, wait a minute here, you're trying to find, you're trying to do God's work for you. Well, I've got like 1,500, I've got like 1,100 or 1,200 matches on eHarmony, and I'm looking at Match every once in a while, and I'm doing this, and I'm plenty of fish and all this stuff, and just give it to God. That's not your responsibility. God will find, when you're ready, God will give it to you, and I have the greatest gift in the world. But you got to give it to God. You can't. The power of prayer is amazing. It's amazing what happens when you can come together in prayer and in constructive ways. It's just amazing. And people don't get it. Some people don't. This is something that I read this article and I about lost it, because there's Lawrence Jones totally disagrees with the president, and he's like, well, what if Mr. President, you know, someone came into the Trump Tower and said, you're fired. Well, for what? I mean, you know, like, well, he's so disrespecting, and you know, and all this, and they try to act like the Trump movement's losing steam and people are going away from him, and he's just shooting himself in the foot. You know, this is not about Colin Kaepernick. No, this is about idiots that don't know the difference between disrespecting America and trying to make a statement about a specific protest. And if you got what the beef you have. I mean, there are like, there's like high schools where during the national anthem, the whole team's getting on the knees. I'm like, if that was my kid, I'm like, whoa. I'd be... Well, first, the school would be getting the beat down for allowing that to happen. And it'd be like when I grew up as a kid. I'd be afraid because not only would, if I got in trouble at school, would the school beat me in the butt, but my parents would beat me in the butt. I don't want the parents to find out.
Oh, no.
Now it's like, I want my mom on the phone right now. Don't get it. I just don't get it. But, you know, I mean, you have these idiotic liberals like Michelle Obama that, like, well, if you voted for Trump, man, and you're a woman, Lord help you. But she's... I do think about Jesse Waters on the 5. He makes a great point, and this is the truth. I honestly think if Hillary Clinton, she'll never get another opportunity at the president. She's done. Michelle Obama, if you got her the nomination, I guarantee you she would win in a landslide. People would be voting for her 10 times. They just vote for her because she's Michelle Obama. They wouldn't care. She wouldn't even have to campaign. They just vote for her. Can we have vote already? Because I don't care about... We don't need to have debates or anything. We don't need to have discussions. I'd vote for Michelle Obama, period. I don't have to know anything about her. I don't care. I don't have to know what her plans are. She's going to be great. Who's the greatest president of all time? Michelle Obama, if she gets elected... That's how they would be. They don't care. They wouldn't know anything. Just like Barack Obama. Who'd you vote for? I vote for Barack Obama. Well, who's his running mate? John McCain, duh. They didn't know anything about him. They couldn't tell you one thing. They would read all these quotes. Oh, I don't like that. Well, you know, no, that was actually Obama who said that, not Mitt Romney. What? Huh? People don't realize, you know, you have like an Oprah Winfrey or a Michelle Obama that would win like that just because they would get votes because of who they are, not for anything that they stand for. If you said, why would you vote for Oprah? What has she ever brought politically forward that would make you vote for her? What has she said she would do that would make you say, yeah, I'd vote for her? Here's why. She supports this. She's into that. Well, she's Hillary Clinton. I'd vote for her. If you wondered, attacks on religious freedom in the U.S. more than doubled since 2011, reports find. But hey, you know, I mean, we're not just, well, unless you're talking about, you know, Islamic people, and then, you know, hey, we gotta, you know, they're being discriminated against in one respect, yeah, because we don't have Sharia law in America. You know, but, oh, well, they'll put a prayer room up for the Muslims. Well, it's not really a Muslim prayer room because anyone can use it. Yeah, right. Anyone can use it only because the Muslims got the prayer room in the first place. If Christians tried to get a prayer room, it wouldn't exist. Yeah, I'm going to have a bacon and bread sandwich with Jack and Coke, and we're going to play music. That's how I worship. It's kosher bacon. It's cool. That's right. But it's the truth. An attack on religious freedom in the U.S. is more than doubled in the last 6 years, according to a recently released report. Last year saw just 1,400 acts of hostility against religious expression, up from 600 documented in 2011. Published by the First Liberty Institute, a conservative organization that advocates for the First Amendment and provides legal services. Now, I believe in religious freedom for everyone. I don't agree with Sharia law. But then there are Muslims that are like, well, then how can I truly be my Muslim if I don't have Sharia law? Well, this is America. We don't run on Sharia law. Sharia law contradicts our Constitution. So if you want Sharia law, move to California. And when they become their own nation, you can make the whole California abide by Sharia law. And you can make all the California girls wear like hijabs and all that stuff. And it's the world we live in, folks, you know, in this wonderful double standard world. I think Fife and Drum Corps had it right back in the day when they wrote the song World Turned Upside Down, because that's what's going on. But hey, I'm going to get into this story because this is just an amazing, amazing story. This is a cancer survivor who becomes a nurse at the hospital that treated her. Now she's giving back. There's a little old thing called giving back. It's just, you know, a 24-year-old Georgia woman who overcame cancer twice in her life has fulfilled her dream of becoming a nurse at the hospital where she received treatment. On September 18th, Montana Brown began her career at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta as a pediatric nurse. Isn't that amazing? I just wanted to take a minute to say thank you to everyone who called and texted me today. Brown, who was diagnosed with cancer first at the age of 2 and again at 15, wrote in September 18th Facebook post that some of you may know today was my first official day at CHOA. Every time someone said, "Welcome to Children's," or I looked down at my badge and saw that CHOA logo, it brought tears to my eyes. It's the power of God. It's the power of giving back. It's just an amazing story because, you know, I mean, you have all this negativity and the NFL not disrespecting and, you know, respecting America and disrespecting this and that and all this negativity and North Korea and all this. And you have a cancer survivor twice that becomes a nurse in the hospital where she was treated. And it's just amazing, amazing story, because it just lets you know that God's still there and he's still with us and he lets us know in miraculous ways with Steve Scalise and Montana Brown. Just amazing. It's amazing, folks, because, you know, people think God's dead, but he's not. You know, maybe you should take a word of advice from Matthew West and, you know, and some of his music and the song Forgiveness, you know. You know, if you really think that you're oppressed, why don't you try to truly change stuff in a constructive mannerism. Okay, let's say this guy was killed. This black guy was killed by a shady white cop. Well, then how is burning things going to make you look like you are a legitimate person that really wants to legitimately solve this? Let's trash our own neighborhood. That's not going to fix the problem. How am I going to get behind you? How am I going to even believe you if you have that mentality? Yeah, we got to trash our communities, you know, because we think there's bad cops. The way the world goes, folks. That's the way the world goes and the cookies crumble. Oh, I know. And this half an hour of the program is brought to you by Russian hackers, reminding you that your opinions are not your opinions. Russia tells you what to think. See, they've implanted like chips in our heads so that Russia programs our brains to think what they want us to. I mean, CBS seems to think it is, but hey. Who are we to trust that honest news organization? CBS. Oh, God, I just cannot get that dang story out of my head. That's the wonderful world we live in, folks. I mean, and this is where I'm starting to lose even faith in this, folks. As many of you probably heard, Rick Pitino is involved in an FBI investigation in a huge money funneling scheme. And basically, if you don't know, like Purdue could be sponsored by Nike, and they, you know, Nike gives them money for athletics, and they'll agree to buy pants and shirts and everything Nike and this. Well, as you know, as many fans know, the Kentucky Wildcat, you know, the Louisville team, you know, that Rick Pitino coached, is a Adidas-sponsored school. And there's alleging that Adidas funneled $100,000 to the family of a top recruit believed to be a five-star freshman, Brian Bowman, to get him to come to Kentucky and he's been suspended indefinitely from Kentucky. Rick Pitino is basically on administrative leave. They basically are looking for a new interim coach, a new interim athletic director. And I get, this makes me sick. And I don't care who the coach is. It wouldn't matter. If it was Purdue University, it wouldn't matter. When did we put these college athletes at such a high and mighty, okay, you know, like, is the basketball program that so high and mighty that it's almost like, okay, what we're going to do here, we're going to give your teachers, you know, we're going to give them $50,000 to shut up and just give you a passing grade so you don't have to do your homework or take your tests. When did college become a basketball program or a football program and not a university where you went there to learn? I don't know. I honestly wish we could get back to an age, probably never happened, to where, okay, if you're the basketball coach, you're also a professor. So you're teaching something. You're teaching whether it's history or biology or chemistry. But I don't know in the call and if that's even feasible, but you know, we put these college sports at such a high, you know, because there's billions of dollars to be made. There's billions of dollars to be made in college sports. That's why we got to get players. Hey, he may not be able to read at a fourth grade level. He can only read at a third grade level, but he's the best. He's going to be the best football player. He's probably the best football player out there right now. But pre-college, it's not in college. Out of all the people that we've scouted, he's probably the best high school player going into college that is out there. We got to get him, even though he's at like a third grade reading level. We got to, I don't care. Get someone to write his acceptance letters. We got to pay him. I don't care. Under the table, we need to give him cars, money, whatever. We got to get him to our university because he's going to help our football program. Because we don't care about nothing else. You know, a college should be about a degree. Call me crazy. Yeah, my wife's a huge college sports fan, so you know, she really thinks that there should be millions of dollars spent on these. That's kind of a joke, but the truth is there were players that, because these NFL teams, you make lots of money in the NFL. The NFL makes lots of money off of you. Well, some of these universities are making crap loads of money and they want their share. If this university is going to get tons of money, then I should be able to get some of that, or you shouldn't be able to make money. If this university is going to make money off of me playing for this university, I should get a share of that money. And you wonder if it's ever going to get down to, hey, well, we're going to sell college jerseys and you're going to get a percentage of that college jersey fund, because I don't think they do now. I'm pretty sure they don't. And my wife said they don't, you know, but to me, it's about a degree, folks. It should be about a university and a degree. Not that watching college football. But I mean, I've even kind of lost a lot of love for the games because, okay, well, I always used to joke. I used to joke about this in a serious fashion. I say, well, there was a time when Notre Dame had a hard time beating USC in football. But then when you sit there and realize, okay, well, they had to return national championships. They had a Heisman Trophy winner that had to be taken back, and all these things had to be forfeited because they were doing illegal things. And it's like, well, it's kind of like, well, let's see who can cheat better.
Yeah.
Let's see who can get. Let's see who can do the best cheating without getting caught. But you wonder if this is basically an open and closed case, like where Rick Pitino is. Let's say the Pope finds out that, yeah, they were funneling money from Adidas. Is he getting criminal action? Is he going to go to prison, or is he just basically done with college football? And will he just realize, well, I'll just coach in the NBA. I'll make 10 times the money. I'll be able to do what I'm doing here, but it'll be legit. That's why Pete Carroll went to the NFL. Look at this. I got busted for cheating, and Bill Belichick, he cheated, and what did he do? Here you go. Don't do it again. They smacked him on the butt, which probably turned him on, so don't do it again. I mean, I guess, you know, I never sat there and I never looked at, like, football players as high and mighty. Now it's like, well, I'm a football player. Listen to my opinion. I mean, I'm someone that, like, I try to look at the facts and objectively tell you what I think. Yes, it is, folks. Yes, and I guess Russia is going to get me to talk about the fact that, you guessed it, you know, because since Russia is programming my brain, I guess they're trying to tell me that, why would Russia tell me that CSKA Moscow lost to Man United 4-1 in the Champions League? Yeah, of course, they wore their, because Manchester United has three jerseys, home, away, and born gray. And they wear their, this, like, okay, Manchester United is red. And the gray uniforms, just, I'm like, when I was watching some of the highlights, because I was working, I'm like, what? Yeah, that's their born gray uniforms. Their born gray uniforms. I mean, they look pretty good from a couple of highlights and clips I saw. I mean, but then we're not really taking on that great of a team. But, I mean, I still honestly believe we'll make it to the quarterfinals. And that's, you know, we'll get out of the group stage and make it to about the quarterfinals. And that's going to be a good run for us. I mean, we're not going to be able to compete with the Real Madrid and a Barcelona right now. I mean, right now they would blow us out of the water. And I think maybe by the end of this year, we might be able to compete better with them. We would win, but I think we'd be able to be a lot better as a team, you know. So it's just one of those things that, you know, I think we're going to get some improvement on the midfield. I can't wait till we get Zlatan Ibrahimovic back and we get some of the team at full strength. I think it's going to be a great, great, great thing. The thing, I this could very well be, because I've had a couple people that have asked me about this. One of the big things I think is we could actually end up having because someone asked me, could the Premier League come down to a goal differential? You know, could we tie for first, but because of the goal differential, we lose? And I could honestly say I could see that happening. I can see as a real possibility. And it's something that I think this season, especially coming into the Crystal Palace game, which they have not won a game or scored a goal this season, you know, we need to tack on some points and get some goals in case it comes down to a goal differential being the difference. I mean, when it comes to Crystal Palace this weekend, they got to do something. They've got maybe one cylinder firing, and that's about it. I don't know. Really, with them, I don't know what the answer is. I mean, because they have adjusted with the coach, and we'll just have to kind of. They're gonna have to really dig deep down and figure out what's going on. And there's actually a pretty big fan base in the U.S. for Crystal Palace. You know, Leicester City and Bournemouth. You got Stoke City and Southampton. These are all Saturday games. You got West Bromwich Albion and Watford and West Ham United and Swansea and Chelsea and Man City. And then on the first, you got Arsenal and Brighton and Hove Albion. Then you got Everton and Burnley on Sunday, along with Newcastle United and Liverpool. So it's going to be interesting how this whole season turns out. And I've said it now, I think the goal differential, and I've kind of said it from the beginning, that we need to tack on some goals so we can get a good goal differential. And I think it could come down to that. But I think between Man City, United, and Chelsea, and Tottenham, I think it's going to be a good four-team race. We just have to wait and see how Arsenal does. I want to see Arsenal do one of two things. I really think they need to either be competitive or tank. They either need to have 100% reason to keep Arsene Wenger or 100% reason to get rid of him. Because anymore, it's been in the last couple of years, it's been like he really wasn't a bad manager, but really wasn't good either. And it's like, well, what kind of hardware has he brought in? A Community Shield, okay? As long as people are still packing the stadium in and having an enthusiasm for the team, then go for it. Okay, keep them. If the fans are still riled up like, yeah, we still have a chance to be competitive and win a Premier League title, I think he can still bring us that. If you feel that way, yes. In Major League Baseball, my Detroit Tigers said, we don't feel like we're going to be competitive if we keep Brad Ausmus. And he didn't get his contract re-signed. We pay their salaries. I buy jerseys. I support United. I want to see something out of my investment. I don't want to be in the relocation zone. Okay, I just paid $100 for a shirt and you guys are going backwards. No. Show me a reason to, and in general, the Premier League as a whole has been so exciting these last couple of years because it's who knows who's going to win. Anybody can win any game at any given time. It's not like, okay, well, it's not if United wins, but by how much. It's like, hey, we could win, we could lose, we could draw, who knows? I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. We've got about 5 minutes left in the program, and it's just an exciting Premier League season. It's going to be interesting to see when you get to the January transfer window if there's going to be any movement, if any of the players that considered Manchester United, if they work out a deal so that they can vacate and make the move to United. And I mean, there could be a couple, Alexis Sanchez, I think he could. I think you'll know here come like November, December, if they start showing like, hey, some of the players, they should have said there, if they wanted to go, they should have said, hey, I want to transfer, make it happen. And I don't think that, it should have happened, We had a decent transfer window, and I think that it could have been a lot better. Okay, you're starting to sound like Hillary. Wah, wah, wah. Just kidding. Manchester United is not blaming anybody. But anyways, I honestly really do believe it's going to come down to goal differential in the end. And I think it's going to make for an exciting season. And of course, this weekend I'm off, but where I live, we have a feast at Hunter's Moon and I play music there, Irish music and stuff. So I'll be doing that all weekend. So I won't be able to catch the game. And where we go, there's practically no signal, so it's just going to be me playing music. It's going to be a good time just to get out and enjoy myself and just be around people and that I only see once a year or so. So it's a good time. It's been crazy because I'm working 6 days. Excuse me. So going from 6 days to taking and having to pack up stuff and go out for a weekend. It's a good time. Once you're there, it's all good. It's a great time. We go back in respect and relive our heritage and the people that, you know, inhabited this land and started it and give us what we have. You know, the people, the indigenous people, the Native Americans, the French and Indians and the Scottish and all the stuff that tried to occupy this land and try to claim it as their own. And as you know, America is here now. Huh. Oh, yeah, I forgot. See, that's what people don't realize, folks. Surprise. 1776, that was Russia.
Russia.
Yeah. Yeah, but oh, I will tell you this. I almost won the lottery today. I almost won the lottery because I look at all my dollar bills in like 20s, and I have a dollar bill that is a serial number 0505036. If it would have had another 05, people pay big dollars. If you have, like, seriously, $1 bill, and the $1 bill, the serial number was 07041776, Independence Day. If you have, like, I love coins and money, so yeah. And if you find the right person, if you have like a 1111444, they'll pay for like weird serial numbers like that. So I don't sit there and just take give me $500 in ones and look at the dollar bills. I just look at them when I get them and just see, hey, maybe there is a serial number that's pretty cool or unique. But hey, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. You know, so every once in a while, look at your money. You never know what you might find. And you probably won't, but as long as you're not doing it like religiously and buying like, look, I bought $10,000 in $1 bills to see if I can find one that's going to make me money. You know, I just look at the bills like that. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of the divine covenant, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless.